With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. Jonathan Yardley is the Pulitzer Prize-winning book critic for The Washington Post. In 1986, shortly after the death of his mother, Yardley was visiting his father in Rhode Island when he inadvertently opened a file cabinet containing his family's records.
Not historical or ancestral, but the carbon copies of letters that my father had written, health records, financial records, and so forth. It had always been locked when I was a boy.
Understandably, Jonathan Yardley was curious.
It's not so much that the documents were intimate as that there were no love letters between my parents. It's just that they provided so much minute detail about the daily lives of my parents.
After his father's death, Yardley thought about a memoir about his parents.
My parents' marriage had lasted almost exactly a half century, which was a convenient sort of framework, and I just began to wonder whether in their lives, which were quite ordinary, I wondered whether there might not be a story that other people who've led unexciting and uneventful lives might not connect with.
The result is Jonathan Yardley's Our Kind of People. Yardley's father was headmaster at a private boarding school for girls, his mother very much a homemaker. One feels almost like a voyeur looking into their quiet, decent lives. Jonathan Yardley believes most people live in relatively narrow worlds, and his family, very much WASP, was no exception.
Being a WASP has never been a big deal to me one way or the other, but I've gotten a little bit tired of the rather reflexive criticism that WASPs are subjected to these days. I think that the WASP tradition is just as honorable as any other.
Jonathan Yardley, Our Kind of People, a moving portrait of his mother and father, was published by Weidenfeld and Nicholson. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. Jonathan Yardley's memoir, Our Kind of People, is about life, the lives of his mother and father, and very much about death, the deaths of his mother and father.
It seemed to me that there might be something helpful to read an honest, unsentimental account of how two people died.
The last two chapters of Our Kind of People describe how Yardley's mother died slowly and painfully of cancer, how his father died of a form of senility.
Writing the account of my parents' death was not a painful experience for me. People think it was, but it wasn't. It was a sad story, but it was a story that I wanted to tell.
Jonathan Yardley believes that all of us must reconcile ourselves to the inevitable.
We have lost the ability to face death squarely. We somehow think that if you read American fiction these days, and you would come away from it with the notion that death is unfair.
Yardley says middle-aged people, such as himself, are for the first time realizing how close death has become.
I would rather fade out the way my father did, even though there was something rather undignified about it, slowly losing touch with the world so that you don't know what you're losing. I'd rather go out that way than the way my mother did, her mind sharp to the very end in real pain.
Washington Post book critic Jonathan Yardley, whose charming, often sad memoir of his family, Our Kind of People, was published by Weidenfeld and Nicholson. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim.
The book critic does not have the power to order a single reader to do a single thing.
That's Washington Post book critic Jonathan Yardley, who has reviewed thousands of books over the years, and while his reviews are tough, he says he has an open mind.
I always hope that I will find pleasure and satisfaction in the book that I'm about to read. I'm hoping that I will be able to say to my readers, here is a book that is worth your time, attention, and money. But it's then up to the book, the author of the book, to justify my hopes.
Unfortunately, Jonathan Yardley says his hopes are rarely fulfilled, especially by some of the books that make the bestseller list.
By and large, the bestseller list is a book critic's nightmare. I always say, when people ask me about it, that the most important thing a book reviewer can carry in his baggage is a large load of humility, the knowledge that you are not going to be a very important factor in a reader's decision about buying a book.
Jonathan Yardley admits his Washington Post readers have mixed feelings about his reviews.
A lot of them think I'm a bunch of hooey. There are other people who think that, who over the years have realized that their judgments and mine coincide enough so that I may be a fairly reliable guide for them.
Book critic Jonathan Yardley recently published his own book, a memoir about his mother and father called Our Kind of People, published by Weidenfeld and Nicholson. Yardley can take some comfort in knowing that his fellow critics have been kind to him. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim.